Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all of their sins. What do we put our hope in? This simple yet profound question, I think, is at the heart of Psalm 130. When I was preparing this message for tonight, I took some time to reflect on that question and thinking about it myself, and humorously enough, it made me think of fifth grade and my experience with Mighty Beanz. For those of you who were not 9-year-old boys during the Mighty Beanz bonanza of 2005, let me explain. Mighty Beanz were a very popular toy that were these little plastic beans that you could race with your friends. Inside these little plastic beans, there were these weights that when you put them down a ramp, they'd go end over end and you'd race them. What made them so collectible at the time was these little beans were decorated to look like cartoon characters like Scooby-Doo or Bugs Bunny or even superheroes like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Batman was my personal favorite. Looking back on it now, I realize how silly and honestly kind of dumb these beans were. But at the time, my 9-year-old self was obsessed with these beans. I'm fairly certain the only thing I did was eat, sleep, and dream of Mighty Beanz for a time. I remember very vividly begging my parents to take me to the store so that I could buy these beans with the money I saved up from mowing yards. The Mighty Beanz craze ended pretty shortly. In fact, I think 2 weeks after I got my own, the craze died down, and probably a week after that, I lost almost all of them. The thing that I once hoped would bring me joy and fulfillment disappeared just as quickly as it came. All that I was left with at the end of it was a couple of crummy beans and $20 less in my piggy bank. But when I was thinking about Mighty Beanz, I came to a realization. When we take a hard look at all of our lives, I think all of us have our own Mighty Beanz. No matter what age we are, we all have things in our lives that we put our hopes in. Maybe it's relationships, maybe it's jobs, titles, health, or maybe even circumstances. No matter what it is, when we misplace our hope in the temporary, we wind up feeling empty and cheated. Relationships fall apart, jobs go away, health evaporates, and circumstances change. And when the dust settles, we feel like all that we're left with are a bunch of crummy beans. Psalms 130 tells us that there is another way, a better way. Instead of putting our hope in Mighty Beanz or the things that are so temporary, the author is reminding us that we should be placing our hope in our God, who is forgiving, loving, and a God who's constantly redeeming us. In the passage, we see time and time again, verses 3, 4, 7, we see a reminder that God stands in stark contrast to the world. In our society that focuses so much on what we deserve and earn, it could feel like we could never measure up to deserving or earning God's favor. Rather than us having to fear the day that we stand before God with a book keeping track of all that we do wrong, we can rely on God's forgiving grace and love that wipes the slate clean. Most importantly, this passage reminds us that we can trust in God because he fulfills his promise of redemption to us. Those final words at the end of our psalm, the words that say he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins, those aren't just hollow, empty words. Those are words, true words, that were bought with a price. You see, the very life and death of Jesus and his resurrection are what we celebrate this week. And because of the cross and the empty tomb, we know that God will not disappoint us or leave us high and dry. Not only do we realize in this passage that God is loving, forgiving, and redeeming, but this passage goes on to tell us that we don't have to just put our hope in God as a risk. Instead, it tells us that we can eagerly and expectingly put our hope in him. While I was looking into this passage a little bit with more depth, I discovered that the Hebrew word used for hope in this passage is kvavah. Now, please forgive me. I, by no means, am a Hebrew scholar, but I believe that's how you pronounce it. But kvavah translates to wait or look eagerly for. This use of kvavah, I think, pairs perfectly with the metaphor we find in this passage about watchmen waiting for the morning. You see, in Bible times, guards would be assigned to keep watch for safety. These guards would stand by all through the night to help provide safety for the town and village. Even though the shift was long, draining, and full of aimlessly staring into the dark unknown, the guards know that the sun will eventually rise to relieve them of their duty so they can get their rest. This passage reminds us that just like the guards, we too can rest assured that no matter how long or dark our nights might seem, we can eagerly wait and know that the sun comes in the morning. The theologian A.W. Tozer states perfectly what life with kvavah hope can look like. He says, "Outside the will of God, there is nothing that I want. Inside the will of God, there is nothing that I fear." When we truly live into placing our hope in Christ, we aren't just left holding beans. Joy can replace fear. Fulfillment replaces disappointment. And each day, we can rest assured knowing that the sun will rise. Thank you.